John Corey, Becky Hill, Algoa FM. The song is called History at 3:30 on your Wednesday afternoon, the Gardenery Drive. And history being made, in a sense, in a couple of ways along the Gardenery this coming weekend. And here to chat us through some of those ways is Algoa FM's marketing manager, stroke manageress, Leslie Hale. Leslie, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you, I know you're running around madly.
Yes, in preparation for the big walk for Cairns on Saturday.
Absolutely. We're glad that you managed to take some time out to chat to us this afternoon. It's hard to believe it's 3 weeks away. It's the 24th Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer, the biggest mass participation event pretty much in Algoa country. And it's a very special year this year. It's special every year, let's face it. But this year, there seems to be a heightened sense of celebration. There's more of us that are going to be able to literally celebrate every step and step out. And especially given the trials and tribulations of the past couple of years, there just seems to be that extra bit of excitement in the air and a couple of changes to this year's event as well.
That's right, Lance. You know, I think after 2 years of not hosting the event as a physical mass participation walk, the excitement is definitely there to be back on the ground, to see people walking in solidarity with you for this great cause. And then, as you said as well, something new for this year is we have three starting points, and one of them is in George.
Yeah. Kabeja, East London and George. We're focusing, of course, on George. Before we get to all the ins and outs of that physical start in George, let's just talk about late entries because, as I say, it's three sleeps away. For those who have missed the bandwagon so far, it's not too late to get yourself involved and to register and get your number. How do folk go about doing that?
So online entries are still available until midnight on Friday, the 4th of November. So get your entries in before then, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I'll go at fm.co.za, and that's all you need to know. Head along to the website, and it's pretty intuitive, and you can get yourself involved on the day. Let's talk about that physical start in George on Saturday, 8 a.m. What do folk need to know? Where and when and how?
So we are walking from the Nedbank Running Club in Mient Street, George, and it starts at 8, so get there beforehand. There are no road closures, but we obviously do expect a large contingency of walkers on the day. Parking would be available in and around the streets around the Nedbank Running Club, but there's also at the church grounds and Otunikwa Bowling Club.
Okay, no excuses. And for those along the garden route, obviously that would be the preferred sort of starting point, but there's also the option of doing the virtual big walk for those who can't make that physical start.
Yes. So, yeah, if you're walking anywhere else but at those physical starts, you can walk from anywhere, really, and create your own route. I think it's the walking for the cause that's our main focus as well. So walk virtually, whether you're in Bloemfontein, Joburg, or anywhere else in the country.
Mm-hmm. Most importantly, this year's beneficiary, it really is close to my heart, and I know close to the hearts of many, and that's the Childhood Cancer Foundation of South Africa, CHOC-SA. And what's always heartening for me when it comes to fundraising is folk like to see where the money goes, how it's being used, and I know that the funds that are to be raised are already sort of earmarked for some really special initiatives from the CHOC point of view.
Yes, that's right, Lance. So CHOC-SA, or the Childhood Cancer Foundation South Africa, is our beneficiary. And they've got two homes, one in East London and one in Port Elizabeth. And we've earmarked, together with CHOC, really specific priorities for them. One of those is solar panels for both homes. When the children come back from chemo, they come to the care homes and, you know, load shedding happens and alike, and they can't have a warm bath or something warm to eat. So solar panels will really assist in just creating extra warmth for those kids.
Yeah, it certainly is, as I say, it's gratifying to see a material difference that it's going to make in lives, because I know many folk, many kids from throughout Algoa country are treated in these facilities. So we're really looking forward to see the difference that it's going to make in so many lives. Another highlight of the Big Walk for Cancer is the fact that we get to paint the the internet pink, so to speak, whatever platform you're talking about, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course I'm looking forward to the TikTok stuff, because everyone's doing these TikTok videos and stuff as well. So the folk are going to be walking. We do encourage them to upload photographs along the way. It's great to see them go up almost in real time and to kind of share the love. So we're looking at a couple of hashtags if you want to share your photos on the day.
Yes, correct. So the hashtags are hashtag Big Walk for Cancer, hashtag I'll Go FM, and hashtag ChocSA. So tag all three of those or any one of those, and we'll pick up your photographs. And yeah, really encourage you to support us so that we could share all the photographs on the day. If the hashtags don't work for you and you prefer to upload them onto the website, you're more than welcome to upload your photographs on algofm.co.za. Simple as just clicking upload all your photographs, load them, you'll see them load, and web admin will approve them.
All right, we're looking forward to a spectacular day. I think that just about covers it. Any last thoughts from your point of view before we let you go?
Yes, I know that everybody loves the pink t-shirts.
Yes, I was going to talk about merch. My kids will say merch. Dad, what about the merch? Don't forget the merch, all the pink
stuff. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we have surpassed the milestone of the first 5,000 free t-shirts, but we've got a million other things available in our pink merch range. And this week, up until 2 weeks after the event, the 20th of November, we will have a pink merch sale. So you can grab beforehand now your last minute goodies, your buffs, a shaker, a water bottle, whatever you like, and purchase that, and proceeds will go to Choc in that regard. I just also want to reiterate that you need to wear your race number on race day. There's a tear off stub, and that enters you into the lucky draws. So if you're feeling lucky enough, tear off that stub and leave it at the finish line.
Okay, and winners will be announced via our website.
That's correct.
Okay, looking forward to a great day, and it is always a special day. There's hardly anyone, in fact, I'd be surprised if there's anyone listening who hasn't been affected directly or indirectly by cancer, and it really is a very, very special event. Liz, I just want to say in closing as well to you and your team, a big thank you, because an event of this nature doesn't just happen. It doesn't just fall together. There's a lot of work that goes into it. So to you and your team, I know you've done a lot of hard yards, not only the last couple of weeks, the past couple of months, to make this happen. And I'm sure it's going to be absolutely spectacular. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Lance, and thank you to everybody who supported, from our sponsors to the walkers. It's really going to be an eventful day.
Algoa FM.